Martin Boozer, you are one of the mushers up here done with your 24-hour layover, and it looks like you're taking your eight right here.
Yeah, time for an 8-hour rest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did the dogs handle the trail from Cripple heading up?
Oh, they were getting a little slow. They thought this was a lot of work, and they're correct, of course. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give them a good rest here. They all ate. Heath didn't eat real super good, so I got to talk to him a little bit. But all the rest of them ate superbly well. They ate and drank real well on the way over, too. So, mm-hmm. But they got tired. Mm-hmm. You know, that's two long runs. Two long runs with very little rest.
So this is good timing for you to be on the Yukon River. And
perfect to give them an 8-hour rest here. Absolutely. Yeah, perfect timing. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm happy to be here. Yeah, the dogs are looking good. There we go. Fellas.
Who's leading for you this race?
Oh, I switched back and forth. Right now I have Sean and Rigid. No, I have Sean White and Peyton in lead. They've been taking turns. Mm-hmm. Been taking turns.
Are any dogs coming up in the ranks, and do you see any surprises?
Yeah, I tried Seattle. Seattle is my 2.5-year-old, and I tried to put him in lead for some reason. And he says, "No, that's not the contract. That wasn't the contract for this year." So I totally concur. He said, "You are mistaken, man. If you're thinking I'm a 2.5-year-old leader in this team, so." I put him right back in the team where he belongs for this year.
Mm-hmm. I haven't chatted with you, I'm realizing, for a while.
No.
You must be happy to have some snow and to have some good trail at this point.
Oh, girl, I was so boogered up. I'm so in parts and pieces. Yeah, I'm happy to be on a real trail, all right.
Mm-hmm. How did you hold up through all of that? Your dog seemed to be fine, but
dogs are fine, driver's not.
Your ankle?
It's ankle, my pinky finger. I had dislocated my pinky, so that pinky finger now is a movable object and a removable. It keeps coming in and out of its joint, so that's kind of weird. It's kind of funny.
Your pinky? It just feels weird.
Well, no. When it comes out, it looks all askew. It pops out and points in the wrong direction.
Just see that as part of the race. You know, you get dinged up, you get beat up here and there, you just keep going on. And
well, I never usually get banged up like this, all right. This
yeah.
I've had aches and pains in the past, but this just seems unprecedented how boogered up I am. But I
who wrote your names on the leaf?
That's my gnome friend, Pat Hahn. He's the calligraphist right here. Look at that. Huh? Look at how perfectly, perfectly
written. So that's
written.
Our own Pat Hahn.
Pat Hahn. Hahn from Gnome. Contrary to some people, he knows how to write. No, he's an awesome calligraphist. He labels my collars every year, mm-hmm. which is nice. I get new collars and then they get the dog's names on them.
So you're feeling pretty good at this point, heading into your
happy
8.
Happy to be here.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Martin.
You're welcome.
Martin Boozer and Ruby taking his 8-hour layover with, I think I counted, 13 dogs. And reporting in, Ruby, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.